The desire to see signs and wonders and make them contingent on belief is a very great sin. It's saying to God, force me to believe. Force me. That's a very hard heart. And it's also caution. I won't step out beyond my comfort zone. If you force me, all right, I'll believe. Well, of course, there's no sign in the world that can force people to believe. None. You see, belief is born of love. And love, you see, yields. Love yields to the evidence. What this text comes down to saying is, you see, that there is a sign greater than any other sign. There is the sign. And it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the sign. Now, how do we have access? I didn't see him rise from the dead. How do I have access to that? Faith. If I am seeking God, you see, if I am praying, open to God, then the reality of the resurrection is here for me to embrace, to live, and to know in the presence of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my God, risen from the dead, the Lord of the universe, present everywhere. When our Lord rose from the dead, his whole humanity was divinized and became, like God, omnipresent. How many Eucharists are being celebrated this morning all over the world? And yet Christ in his body and blood is present in every one of them. In other words, St. Augustine, I guess it was St. Anselm, used to say, crede ut intelligas, believe so that you can understand. Yield to the truth that's being presented to your spirit and your conscience. You know he's risen from the dead. You know that. That's your sign. That's the sign of who Jesus is. And that's the sign of the care God has for his children and for this whole world, that he sent his only son to die in reparation for our sins, and that he was raised up again to be the source of all life forever. That's the sign. And so, to cultivate that sign means to be living a real life of prayer and to let this reality impinge itself on our spirit so that we know Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We rejoice in his presence, in the gift of his body and blood, risen from the dead, transformed, that we'll receive this morning. That's the sign. There is no other sign that to which all the others can be reduced. Now, there are signs leading us to this sign. Healings, conversions, there are signs. They all flow from the resurrection. They flow from the divinized body of Jesus Christ by the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's our faith. See, our faith is based on the preaching of the church every day, proclaiming Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary in Nazareth of Galilee more than 2 millennia ago, who taught, who healed, who walked, whose words, whose deeds, you see, are left for us in an inspired text, not just a good record, but the work of the Holy Spirit himself. And we have this. And then we have the sign of the church, the believers. When that faith is real, people believe. They see the fruit of this belief. And so you see this text about Jonah, you know, it has two dimensions. One, the basic sign of Jonah is that he was the preacher of repentance. And that's still in the Jewish tradition, that Jonah is the preacher of repentance. So he's a sign of repentance, a call to repentance. And yet, what the text tells us about him, you see, is also listed here, you see. Something greater is here. And the sign? The resurrection. So it's worth pondering this. You see, you know, the whole liturgical year is centered around Easter and completed by Pentecost. That's the whole church's year. To get ready for that, to celebrate it, to prepare for its completion, and to live its power through the rest of the year. So let's take a few minutes today to just be in the presence of the risen Lord.